Chapter 2. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. We would like to begin this chapter by quoting verses 5 to 10 from chapter 19 of the book of Revelation. And from the throne came a voice crying, "Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great." And I heard what seemed to he, the jubilation of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, like the sound of mighty thunder peals. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, has assumed his kingship. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It is granted her to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. With fine linen, that is the righteousness of the saints. Then he said to me, "Write this, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he continued, "These are the true words of God." Then I fell down at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, "You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brethren, who possess the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." First of all, we would like to focus your attention on the last sentence. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This constitutes the historical significance of every sacred language in its totality. The universal doctrine's historical significance is this, that one should experience it in the living present. As mere history, the sacred language is generally rather crude, certainly incomplete, often contradictory, and not in keeping with facts which can be established in other ways. But if we at all times extract the spirit of prophecy from the information given in the sacred language, a prophecy capable of being substantiated in those seeking the gnosis throughout the ages, then the vagueness and incompleteness disappear, and we possess a treasure, an abundance of data, precepts, and guidelines. What is called the historical key to the sacred language should therefore not be understood as meaning that a certain event occurred on such a day of such a year in the following circumstances. No, it should be understood as meaning that a human being or a group gained participation in the new life state by fulfilling the Gnostic law. What do we know about Jesus in a dialectical historical sense? There are many contradictory narratives, and mankind is therefore greatly divided on this subject. Yet everyone keeps staring open-mouthed at this dialectically unknowable event of 2,000 years ago. Yet people lose themselves in all those mystical daydreams and keep worshiping them on their knees, full of piety. However, the sacred language exclaims, "You must not do that. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Do in the present what he did. Fulfill, as he did, the holy law." We are not gods. We are human beings like you, but we stand in the field of the resurrection in which you too can stand. Go and enter the new Gnostic realm, for the wedding of the Lamb has come in the present too, and also for you. His wife has made herself ready in bright and pure linen. You will perhaps understand these words. The field of the resurrection has been completed in our day too. The living body of the school has been spread throughout the world. It has been made ready to receive everyone who is willing to walk the path of the alchemical wedding of Christian Rosycross. This new field is pure and sparkling in luminous purity, like bright linen. That is why you should be intensely glad that such serene, such immense goodness is being shown you, that such tremendous possibilities are being unlocked for you. You will surely understand that when a serious pupil enters that path of liberation with positivity and begins to breathe entirely in the gnosis, knowing that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, he will at a given moment taste, as it were, the field of the resurrection, hear it as a vibration of jubilation, experience it as the sound of the truly living water. In this way, you can attune yourself to the imperishable joy that the field of the resurrection is a living present, and praise the gnosis as true servants.